Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
My wife loves the Hallmark love movies.
Innovator.
Good-looking high school quarterback moves back into town. Yep. Young lady that they were in high school, she owns a coffee shop. He's selling Christmas trees. They accidentally bump into each other, and bam, there's your movie.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
They should. If they're smart, they would start, like, sequeling them in. And when you get into, like, the divorce, I don't know if there's a divorce season, but, you know, April, May, and just kind of streamline the whole deal.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch around Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. Tausch, Eric always says play the hit, so I'm going to play the hit.
And it's blocked! Oh my goodness, the Packers block it, and they're going to win!
Packers over the Bears, 20-19 in Chicago. I just laughed when that happened. Yeah. I was fully resigned to having lost. Okay. I was in a terrible mood for 3 hours straight.
Yeah, I think that was, I wasn't shocked, if I'm going to be honest with you. And I think the Bears played and emptied their bucket. And I think we, you know, all week, by the end of the week, I was getting a little nervous. I know when we talked on Friday, it was, anytime there's so many people saying stuff and the professional athletes and the Bears and what's going to go one way, 0% chance, all this stuff, I always get a little nervous. And I give the Bears a lot of credit for how they competed yesterday, but they played one of their best games of the season. Green Bay did not, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But I still just felt, you know, the way they handled it at the end of the game and positioned it, I thought there was a chance. Now, to say that I thought he was going to get a block, no, but missing field goals, we've seen a lot of that. And the Bears just have not been able to figure how to get out of their own way. So even when they played better than the Green Bay Packers, they still have not found a way to beat Matt LaFleur when he's been the head coach of this team. So I did also chuckle. I don't feel bad for Bears fans, unlike my co-host. And I think this is one of those games that you look back and say, oh, we didn't do we didn't do everything we needed to do, but we found a way to win. And I think that is going to be the kind of the storyline moving forward this week.
And that always happens, right, Tausch? You always have a dog or two, an egg or two that get laid. But still, if you eke out the W, that's what good teams are able to do, right?
Indeed. I do. There are some concerns, though. There have been other games, I think Jacksonville and some other games, you know, where Jordan was hurt. And maybe it was, well, you found a way to win and they made a kick against the Texans. And you want to have that grit. You want to have that where you cannot play your best. I'd like to see this team play its best for four quarters. And we have not seen that, maybe outside of the Arizona Cardinal game. Every other game there's been, you know, some spots where the defense didn't do it. And that was the thing for me yesterday, where we're trying to figure out, well, why did you not get the ball? Jacobs had a really good day. I think without Josh yesterday, we don't beat the Chicago Bears. And then what Watson was able to do. So there's positives, but to only run, I think we ran 40-some plays. And that you could say, well, offensively you had some big plays. The way the defense played against a team that hadn't scored a touchdown in forever, I was disappointed with that. So it is great. You never apologize. We heard LaFleur after the game, never apologize for winning. Trust me, NFL, the margin is so tight. You do never apologize, but you also have to start stringing some things together. And I thought you cleaned up some of the penalties yesterday, but for the most part, just way too much, gave way too much stuff up to a team that I think offensively is really challenged. They looked really, really competent yesterday. And that was the part of the game for me that was disappointing. But I'm in the same boat. I'm excited that we're sitting here at 7-3. And I don't think we've even come close to playing our best football.
Mark, you mentioned your co-host of Wilde and Tausch on ESPN Wisconsin, Jason Wilde, who expressed What did he say? He felt bad for Bears fans last week?
Yeah, like some kind of sympathy, I think.
So I thought of him during the game, Tausch, when we were playing poorly, and it was either Packers suck or Green Bay sucks. The chant was audible on there. I thought of Wilde in that moment and thought, not for a second do I feel bad for Bears fans.
Never.
Not for a second.
Oh. Yeah, I don't either. And I know it's fun to see all these reaction videos from both sides. It's really fun, you know, with Big Cat down in Chicago, and there's a lot of avid Bear fans. I'm sure you guys have Bear fan friends too. And one of the guys on our text string, we were just crushing him. And then he actually said, I knew that was going to happen. That's that mentality the Bears fans have. And it is kind of in their psyche now that it's just whatever can go wrong will go wrong, even when you think everything's going right. So, yeah, I think Jason's in the minority on that. Most of us, not that we bask in that glow, it's more about winning for us than what the Bears are doing. But that's a nice little perk, too.
Agreed. 7:57, thanks, Tausch. Wisconsin Morning News.
Even if from time to time they've been a little lame, how could you ever love a team with Jim McMahon? Not even Porky Pig was as big a hand.